This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tomorrow, we'll get a reading on job creation for the month of July from the Labor Department, and the monthly report is sure to have an impact on the presidential race, whether it's good or bad. Which brings us to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, we've heard about foreign policy, immigration, all kinds of things from the candidates. What is the number one concern of Americans at this point?
Well, this may come as no great shock, but it is creating good jobs. At least that's what we found when we gave Americans a long list recently and say how important should each of these be as a priority for the next president. And at the very bottom of the list, by the way, was increasing taxes on wealthy Americans.
And when it comes to job creation, do Americans have a sense of what either candidate would do and which they prefer?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we said, aha, we'll ask the public that, because particularly for Mitt Romney, he hasn't been in the public sphere nationally. He's been in Massachusetts. So we said, do they even understand what he or Obama would do? And in terms of understanding very well, no. Only 29% of Americans say they have a very good understanding of what Obama would do, and 21% a very good understanding of what Romney would do to create jobs if they're reelected or elected next November. However, you've got another 39% who say they have a somewhat well understanding. So it depends on how you look at it. But in terms of a full understanding of what they would do, it's a low number.
All right. Well, before we let you go, Frank, I hear you've got some new polling data regarding coffee.
Ah, what percent of Americans drink coffee? What would you say? What number would you guess?
Oh, probably 99.5.
That's because you're up in the morning. It's
right.
Actually just 64%.
Wow.
Drink at least one cup a day. And, you know, we had asked that same question back in 1999, and it was 63%. So despite the proliferation of Starbucks and coffee houses everywhere in America, we're really not drinking any more coffee now than we used to. The average coffee drinker, by the way, drinks 2.5 cups of coffee a day. How's that for a number?
That sounds good. Have you had your 2.5 cups yet today?
Not yet. I've had about 0.8 of a cup so far this morning. But as soon as we're through here, I'll go finish out my 2.5 for the day.
Excellent. Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.